Notice Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. One translation, Living Bible, says, let them penetrate deep within your heart. Jerusalem Bible says they are health for the entire body. The importance of taking God's medicine is found in this passage we just read. This particular passage, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22, declares that God's words are health or medicine to all of your flesh. So how do we apply God's medicine? You know, if a doctor told you to take a certain medication so many times a day, so many in between so many hours, you would faithfully follow that direction. Well, here's God's direction. Be present to His words. Let His words be present to you. Number two, incline your ear. Keep them in the midst of your heart, not just your head, but your heart. And then He says, they are life unto those that find them and health to all your flesh. I will read the scripture to you out loud. Then I'll go back to the beginning of the scripture and lead you to speak them out loud in response. All right, let's take God's medicine. Exodus chapter 15, verse 25 and 26. Listen to the verse. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And he said, for I am the Lord that heals you. Are you ready? Here we go. Repeat this after me. For you are the Lord that heals me. Repeat this. You, the Lord, are my physician. You are my Lord, my life giver. Did you repeat that? It's important to not just hear this, but to speak it with your own mouth. Say this out loud. You are Jehovah, and you are healing me. For you, the Lord, make me immune to disease. Lord, you bring me only health. You are the Lord who heals me. Exodus chapter 23, verses 25. I'll read the verse first, and then we'll confess it together. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Repeat this out loud. Lord, you take sickness away from the midst of me. You take all my diseases away from me. You free me from disease. You keep sickness away from my company. Deuteronomy 7:15. Now, I'm not going to constantly tell you to repeat it. I'll simply, after I read the verse, I'll give you time to speak it out loud. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will allow none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. Say this out loud. The Lord is keeping away every kind of sickness. The Lord has removed all sickness from me. The Eternal has also freed me from all sickness. Psalm chapter 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and you have healed me. Say this out loud. O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. Psalm chapter 103, verse 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Here we go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who has forgiven me all my iniquities, who has healed all my diseases. He has pardoned all of my guilt. He has healed all my suffering. He has taken away all my diseases. He has cured all my diseases. He has healed all my sicknesses, saves my life from being destroyed. He has pardoned all my iniquities. He has healed all my diseases. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and delivered them from their destructions. Okay, let's speak it. God sent his word, Jesus, and healed me. He has delivered me from my destructions. He sent his word and healed me. He has delivered me from my grave. He has sent his word and made me well. Good job. And remember, Jesus is the Word. He gave an order and healed me. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Say this out loud. God has healed my broken heart and has bound up my wounds. He has bound up my painful spots. He has healed every painful spot in my body. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Here we go. Lord, your word has brought healing to all my body. Your words bring life and healing to my whole being. Your words are health to my entire body. Your words mean real life for me and radiant health. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. There is one that speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. All right, repeat this out loud. My tongue is full of health. Good. In my mouth is the healing word of God. My tongue is making me well again. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Say this out loud. Your words are pleasant, Lord. They are health down to my bones. They are healing to the core of my bones. Your words are health to my body. Your words are health for my body. That's good. You're taking God's medicine. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Say this after me. I have a merry heart. It's doing good like a medicine. I have a happy heart, and it is healing medicine to my body. You may not think that you have a happy heart or a merry heart, but God loves you. He died for you. He is on your side. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit is living in you. You've got eternal life, healthy, healing life in you. Say this out loud. I have a glad heart making my body healthy. A glad heart is excellent medicine for me. Here is Isaiah 53, verse 3 through 5. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is pointing back to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus took our sins, our sicknesses, and our pains when he suffered on the cross. Let's make our confession. Surely Jesus has borne my sicknesses, has carried my sorrows and pains. He was wounded for my transgressions. I don't have to pay for them. Say this out loud. He was bruised for our iniquities. Say this. The punishment for my well-being was upon him. With his stripes, I am healed. Jesus was a man of pain and acquainted with disease. He was a man of sorrows, marked by disease. but only my diseases did he bear himself. And my pains he carried. But it was my pain he took. My diseases were put on him. Surely my diseases he did bear. And my pains he carried. Surely my sicknesses he carried. As for my pains, he bare the burden of them. In fact, it was my sicknesses Jesus was carrying. My pains he was loaded with. Through his bruise, healing was granted to me. By his stripes, there is healing for me. By his stripes, I got healing. The blows that fell to him have brought me healing. I am healed by the punishment he suffered. I'm made whole by the blows he received. By his bruise, there is healing to me. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for me was upon him. Isaiah 57:19 says, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is far off and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Repeat this out loud. Heavenly Father, you create the fruit of my lips. You have given me double peace. As I speak your healing word, your power is creating health in my body. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. The New Berkeley says the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, will arise with healing in its beams. The Revised Version says healing in its rays. Let's make our confession. Lord, I respect and honor your name. You are my Son of Righteousness, and you have arisen with healing in your wings. The rays of your healing power are saturating my body with health. I shall go forth from here healthy and strong. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately was cleansed. Let's speak it. Lord Jesus, I worship you. Thank you for putting forth your hand and declaring that I am healthy. And you have healed me with your healing touch. Matthew chapter 8, there came in to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Thank you, Lord. You came to earth and healed me. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Here's our confession. Lord, you have taken my infirmities. You have borne my sicknesses. He took my infirmities upon himself. He took away my diseases. You're inclining your ear, you're speaking the word of God. God's word is being medicine to you. All right, say this. He himself took, in order to carry away my diseases. He bore away my sicknesses. He took away my illnesses and lifted my diseases from me. Let's make this one personal between you and the Lord. Father, you took away my illnesses. And you carried away my diseases. Lord, you took my sicknesses away. You carried my diseases for me. You took away my sicknesses. And my diseases you removed. You carried away my diseases. You carried off my diseases. Matthew 9:35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Lord Jesus, just as you healed every sickness and every disease among the people, you have healed every sickness that was in my body. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Lord Jesus, just as you healed them all, you have healed me. You have made me well. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. Say this out loud. Lord, you are moved with compassion toward me, and you have healed me. You are very deeply moved, and you have healed me. The REB translation says, his heart went out to them, and he healed those who were sick. Say this out loud. Your heart goes out to me, and you have healed my body. Matthew 21:14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my body, your temple, and healing me. Mark 1:34. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and he suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Say this out loud. And he has healed me. He has cured me of sickness and pain. Mark 5:25-34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. For she kept saying, if I touch even his garments, I shall be made whole. She kept saying over and over. The healing power of Jesus came out of him and into her, and she was cured of her sickness. Say this out loud. I say with my mouth, your healing power is flowing in my body and making me whole. My faith has made me whole. I am going into peace. I am whole of this plague and sickness. My faith in Jesus is making me well. I am entirely free from this sickness, pain, and disease. Amen. And then Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Lord Jesus, I am a believer. All things are possible to me, a believer. Healing and health is mine. Amen. That is awesome. Luke 9:1-2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Say this out loud. I am a believer. Therefore, the kingdom of God is in me. And you have healed me of all sickness and disease. The kingdom of God is in me and my body. and your kingdom has healed me. Luke 10:19. Let's say this out loud. I've been given power from God to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I put all sickness, pain, and disease under my feet. This disease shall not hurt me any longer. I have power over this disease. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13, and then verse 16. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God, and said, Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Say this out loud. I am loosed from this infirmity. I am no longer bound by this sickness or disease. I am loosed from this bondage. I am delivered. I am free from this sickness. I am set free from this infirmity. This bondage has come to an end. I am straightening myself up and giving God praise. Jesus has released me from this sickness, pain, and disease. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Say this out loud. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He has done good and healed me of every sickness and disease. He has healed me through His healing power. Acts 14:7-10. And there they preached the gospel, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. The same man heard Paul speaking, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and walked. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Ready? Because I am hearing the gospel, I have faith to be healed. I am rising up from this place. and walking in health and wholeness. I have faith to be made whole. I have faith to be cured. My faith in Him has made me well. Now Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Say this out loud. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from sickness and disease. Say this out loud. The principle of the Spirit of life that's in my innermost being has healed me of all sickness and all disease. Romans 8:10, because Christ is in me, my body is spiritually dead because of sin, but my spirit is life because of righteousness. Because Christ is in me, my spirit is life because I am righteous. Because Christ lives in me, my spirit is now enjoying life because of right standing with God. My spirit is now enjoying perfect life. My spirit is full of healthy life because I am righteous. Now notice Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Let's say this out loud. Since the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, has His home in me, then He who raised Jesus from the dead is thrilling me with a new life. He is thrilling my body with new life. It is driving out all sickness and disease. The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead has taken possession of me. Say that again. The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead has taken possession of me. Good job. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead is giving life to my mortal body. Say that one again. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead is giving life to my mortal body. Life through His Spirit that has now taken possession of me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is also creating life in my body. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangs on a tree. Say this out loud. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Now, as you go back into the first five books of the Bible, you discover that every sickness and every disease known to man is under the curse of the law. So all sicknesses, all diseases, all physical infirmities and pains are under the curse of the law, and Christ has redeemed you from them. So let's say this out loud. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of sickness, pain, and disease. Christ ransomed me from the curse of the law, which includes all sickness and all disease. Christ has purchased my freedom from sickness, pain, and disease. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Say this out loud. I give the devil no place in my life. I give sickness and disease no place in my life. I don't give one inch to the devil, his sickness, his disease, or his pain. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let's make our confession. I give thanks unto my heavenly Father. He has made me able to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Healing and health are part of the inheritance. I am partaking of my health. I give thanks to the Father who has blessed me with the inheritance of divine health. He has delivered me from the power of darkness. He has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has rescued me from the dominion of darkness and disease. He has transferred me into the realm of his dear Son, the realm of health and healing. God has freed me from the power of darkness and disease. He has carried me away into the kingdom of his beloved Son. There is divine health and wholeness in the kingdom. He has delivered me from the dominion of darkness. He has translated me into the kingdom of his beloved Son. So say this out loud. For God has rescued me from the dominance exercised by the powers of spiritual darkness. He has transferred me to the dominion of His beloved Son, the object of His love. God has rescued me out of the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom and brought me into the kingdom of His dear Son, where there is no sickness and disease. Colossians 1:14. I am redeemed from sickness, pain, and disease. 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. By His stripes I was healed. His bruise was my healing. By His wounds I have been healed. It was His suffering which healed me. At His flogging, I was cured. By His death wounds, I myself have been healed.